They will make excuses to you when you have returned to them. Say, make no excuse, never will we believe you. Allah has already informed us of your news, and Allah will observe your deeds, and so will His Messenger. Then you will be taken back to the knower of the unseen and the witnessed, and he will inform you of what you used to do. They will swear by Allah to you when you return to them that you would leave them alone. So leave them alone. Indeed, they are evil, and their refuge is hell as recompense for what they had been earning. They swear to you so that you might be satisfied with them. But if you should be satisfied with them, indeed, Allah is not satisfied with the defiantly disobedient people. The Bedouins are stronger in disbelief and hypocrisy and more likely not to know the limits of what laws Allah has revealed to His Messenger, and Allah is knowing and wise. And among the Bedouins are some who consider what they spend as a loss and await for you turns of misfortune. Upon them will be a misfortune of evil, and Allah is hearing and knowing. But among the Bedouins are some who believe in Allah and the last day and consider what they spend as means of nearness to Allah and of obtaining invocations of the Messenger. Unquestionably, it is a means of nearness for them. Allah will admit them to His mercy. Indeed, Allah is forgiving and merciful.